This is Radio Nepal, I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. National Assembly passes resolution to prevent and control technology-based gender violence. MPs call for bringing social media and internet service providers under legal regulation. Ministry of Federal Affairs and General Administration seeks clarification from 23 local governments for failing to present policies, programs and budgets on time. National Academic Calendar implemented to make higher education activities more systematic and effective. And U.S. Supreme Court upholds birthright citizenship in blow to Trump. Now the news in detail. The National Assembly unanimously passed a resolution on the prevention and control of technology-based gender violence. The resolution, tabled by lawmaker Renu Chand, calls for effective implementation of necessary policy, legal and institutional measures to prevent and control technology-facilitated gender-based violence, protect women's rights and ensure access to justice. National Assembly Chairperson Narayan Prasad Dahal directed the government to implement the resolution on a priority basis, taking into account the commitment made by the Minister for Women, Children, Gender and Sexual Minorities and Social Security. He also instructed the government to submit a progress report on its implementation to the National Assembly every 3 months. Responding to discussion, Minister for Women, Children, Gender and Sexual Minorities, Sita Badi, said the government has prepared a concept paper for an integrated law to prevent and eliminate gender-based violence, including provisions to address digital violence. During the discussion, MPs urged the government to strengthen the legal and institutional framework and bring social media platforms and internet service providers under Nepal's legal jurisdiction. Meanwhile, responding to lawmakers, Foreign Minister Shishir Khanal said the government is committed to resolving Nepal-India border disputes through diplomatic dialogue based on historical treaties, maps and evidence. He said border demarcation remains pending only in Limpiadhura, Lipulekh, Kalapani and Susta, while technical committees continue work elsewhere. The foreign minister also said preliminary studies indicate possible uranium deposits in Mustang and denied reports of any Nepal-US military agreement on uranium extraction. Earlier, MPs urged the government to ensure timely rescue, relief and safe shelter for people affected by monsoon-induced floods, landslides and inundation. Chairperson Dahal also directed government ministers to respond to issues raised by lawmakers during the emergency, special, zero-hour and provincial concern sessions. The next meeting of the National Assembly is scheduled for 1:15 p.m. tomorrow. The Ministry of Land Management, Cooperatives, Federal Affairs and General Administration has asked 23 local levels for clarification for not presenting the annual policies and programs and budget for fiscal year 2083-84 Bikram Sambat in their respective municipal assembly within the stipulated date. The ministry, via a letter to the local bodies today, instructed various rural municipalities and municipalities to send details within 3 days explaining the status of the budget preparation process and the reasons for the delay. The ministry's letter mentions that according to the Local Government Operation Act 2074 and the Intergovernmental Fiscal Management Act 2074, local bodies are legally required to have their revenue and expenditure budget for the upcoming fiscal year approved by the Municipal Executive and presented to the Assembly by 24th of June and passed by the mid of July. The Ministry has stated that based on the details entered on its portal and the reports received, it appears that some local bodies have not yet submitted the budget for the fiscal year 2083-84 Bikram Sambat within the deadline set by law and necessary clarification has been requested. The University Grants Commission has developed a national academic calendar and brought it into implementation in order to make academic activities of higher education systematic and effective. The Commission brought the national academic calendar into force in coordination with universities, thereby integrating educational activities of universities. The Ministry of Education and Sports on Tuesday approved the new national academic calendar with timely revision to the National Academic Calendar Report for Higher Education Commission 2080. The Commission believed that university education would improve with the implementation of the integrated national academic calendar. Office bearers and central committee members elected at the first general convention of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party took the oath of office and secrecy at the party's central office in Kathmandu. Chairperson Ravi Lami Chhane administered the oath, presented certificates and gifted a bell to the newly elected members. The party's first general convention held in Chitwan from the 21st to the 26th of June elected a 99-member central committee, including a chairperson, two vice chairpersons, a general secretary and three joint general secretaries. Lami Chhane and Vice Chair Dr. Swarnim Wagle were elected unopposed, while Sovita Gautam, Bipin Kumar Acharya, Asim Shah, Hari Dhakal and Nisha Dangi were elected to the remaining office bearer positions. The Central Committee also includes representatives elected under open, inclusive and provincial categories. The Nepal Oil Corporation said the temporary disruption in fuel supply has been resolved, adding that queues at some stations were caused by low stock. It says fuel is now being supplied according to demand from the Thankot Depot after monitoring fuel stations following a sudden rise in demand. Today, Kathmandu Valley fuel stations collected 1.3 million litres each of diesel and petrol from the depot. The House of Representatives Education, Health and Information Technology Committee held close-by-close discussions on the National Forensic Science Laboratory Establishment and Operation Bill 2081. MPs proposed provisions for reliable forensics testing, crime classification and research, and stressed the need to include testing and investigation of digital crimes alongside biological and physical evidence, citing the rise in technology-based offences. Pakistani ambassador to Nepal, Abrar Arch Hashmi, paid a farewell call on President Ramchandra Pardal at the office of the President today. The President's office said, on the occasion, President Pardal congratulated Ambassador Hashmi on successfully completing his term and expressed confidence that the relations between Nepal and Pakistan would further strengthen in the future. Saudi Arabian Ambassador to Nepal Fahad Mohammad A. Manik paid a courteous call on Speaker Dol Prasad Ariel. During the meeting, they discussed strengthening bilateral ties, parliamentary cooperation and expanding labour, trade, investment, tourism and people-to-people relations between Nepal and Saudi Arabia. Australian Ambassador to Nepal Simon Ernst paid a courtesy call on Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Dr. Bikram Timol Sinha. They discussed strengthening bilateral relations and development partnership with a focus on media empowerment, digital transformation and the implementation of federalism. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Nepal Telecom ko international roaming line. Jaha bhaye pani paunu hos hami sangai. Call gardus, data chalaunus, sansar bhari sajilai.
Nepal Telecom ko international roaming seva sucharu garna. *14**7# gari. Wa Nepal Telecom ko app bata pani garna saknu huncha.
Nepal Telecom, rashtrako sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The German embassy in Nepal clarified that Nepal's Charge d'Affaires to Germany was invited, not summoned, to a meeting at the German Federal Foreign Office. It also said no protest note or any other official document was handed over during the meeting, refuting media reports related to the passport procurement case. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATVM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. The Supreme Court has ruled that babies born in the US have a constitutional right to citizenship, rejecting Donald Trump's bid to end the 150-year-old policy. According to the BBC, in a 6-3 decision, Chief Justice John Roberts ruled that children born in the US to parents unlawfully or temporarily present are citizens at birth under the 14th Amendment. President Trump had sought to limit the right through an executive order. The ruling is a major setback for Trump's immigration agenda and has been welcomed by civil rights groups. The United Nations Human Rights Council is due to hold an urgent meeting in Geneva of Switzerland to address the human rights situation in and around LOB's North Kordofan amid the ongoing conflict in Sudan, following warnings that about 500,000 civilians are at a risk of large-scale atrocities. According to Al Jazeera, the urgent debate follows an official request submitted by a core group of countries comprising Germany, Ireland, the Netherlands, Norway, and the United Kingdom. In their request, the countries warned of a potential escalation in violence, saying approximately 500,000 civilians are at the risk of being targeted in large-scale atrocities. Now, the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy across the country. There is a chance of light rain and snowfall at a few places in the Himalayan region. There is also possibility of light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning at a few places in the hilly region and Tarai region of Gandaki, Lumbini and Suthaparshan provinces, as well as at a few places in the Tarai of Koshimades and Bagmati provinces. There is also a possibility of heavy rainfall at one or two places in the hilly and Tarai regions of Koshi, Gandaki, Lumbini and Suthaparshan provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. National Assembly passes resolution to prevent and control technology-based gender violence. MPs call for bringing social media and internet service providers under legal regulation. Ministry of Federal Affairs and General Administration seeks clarification from 23 local governments for failing to present policies, programs and budgets on time. National Academic Calendar implemented to make higher education activities more systematic and effective. And U.S. Supreme Court upholds birthright citizenship in blow to Trump. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.